People are going to be gathering tonight at City Flats. City Flats, yeah, City Flats. It's the first event that they've hosted. And it'll be the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce Eddie Awards, which we've been talking about this week quite a bit, talking to the nominees, including the Bridges Award nominee, one of the finalists, which is a Community Service Award. A Little Something is nominated. Lucy DeLine is here from A Little Something. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What a neat little store that is.
Why, thank you very much. We try to be unique.
Yeah, well, you are unique. Describe the business, if you would.
Okay, we're a nonprofit organization, and we hire people with employment barriers, and we train them in the store. And then if after they're done, after about a month, if we feel they're ready, we get jobs for them in the community.
What a great program that is. And I think a lot of people that visit your store don't know that that's what goes on there.
They don't. And we try to tell everybody. We ask them if they've been in the store before. If they have, we just remind them. And if they haven't, we tell them a story. And everyone loves to hear that story.
Absolutely. What do you sell there?
Oh, we sell a lot of neat things. We sell a lot of Michigan-made products. Half the store is Michigan-made products. And then we sell a lot of ice cream and sweets.
That's
we just recently moved to the sweet shop. We started selling ice cream last year, and then we did so well, we decided this year we were going to expand our ice cream. So now we have Ashby ice cream, which is a Michigan-based ice cream, and then we went to a Wisconsin ice cream, which is made in Madison, Wisconsin, where they make the cheeses, so it's a very rich ice cream. So we now have 32 flavors.
How long has A Little Something been downtown?
We've been there 7 years.
Has it been 7 years now already?
7 years.
That doesn't even seem possible.
I know.
A lot's changed downtown in 7 years.
A lot has changed downtown, and there's a lot of great things happening. And we're very excited about City Flats opening tonight. We're very excited about the new men's shop. There's a shoe store coming, the grocery store opening up. And that's why it's important to have these awards that we're having. You know, we need the people to bridge together. We need the beacon or the lighthouse in the area. We need the thinkers, the light bulb award. And we definitely need the Ford Award, which is the small businesses, and the Chamber Choice. I mean, these people are our cheerleaders.
Blue Water Chamber has had a lot to do with this this growth and this positive attitude, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And their crew is just awesome. You know, they're cheerleaders themselves. They walk out and up and down the streets. They come in. They always have nice things to say, and they're always trying to welcoming people, and they talk to my customers. It's just great. They're wonderful people.
I always tell people that you haven't really seen downtown until you've gotten out of your car and walked around downtown, because a lot of us drive through town every day, and you kind of catch a glimpse of this place or that place, and we kind of know where A Little Something is, but until you've been in there and walked out that door and into another store, you don't really know what downtown's about these days.
I'm really surprised at how many people will walk from Port Huron or the area and say, oh, I didn't even know this was downtown. It's like, oh, park your car and walk around. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a good time to be downtown and in the greater Blue Water area.
Yes, and I brought a surprise for you.
You did?
I did, because Michelle from Chef Shells brought the best darn donuts in town. So I thought I would bring you some of our breakfast items, Latte Da ice cream. It's a coffee-based ice cream. It actually is caffeinated.
Wow.
And it's made with espresso. So I put it in this
goodness.
Neat little cup.
It's frozen. It's frosty. It's
yeah, I had to freeze it to get it here.
Ice cream can come in. I love the mug. Thank you.
And then I brought you a sticky bun.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is, this ice cream is made by the chocolate shop in Wisconsin. And this is sticky bun ice cream, and it tastes just like sticky bun, and there's nothing wrong with ice cream for breakfast, right? You've got your coffee.
You heard it here, folks. You can have it. Well, it's Friday, so anything goes on Friday. Lucy, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. I really appreciate that. And congratulations on your nomination for an Eddie Award. This is a neat program, I think, that the Chamber's put together, because it does recognize, and it's funny because, I mean, you think awards and you think competition. There's no competition here, is there?
No, we're all winners. Every one of us that were nominated, everyone that works downtown, everyone that comes in the store, they're all winners.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Lucy, and make sure everybody visits. You mentioned you've got your summer hours going at A Little Something.
We do, 10 to 10, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, 1 to 8.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's surprising how many people come in at 10 for ice cream and how many people are there late at night. We have a lot of the downtown people that'll be sitting on their couch and going, oh, I feel like an ice cream, and run down.
There you go. It's right
there.
A lot
of people ride their bikes down, so it's kind of nice to be open that. We do a lot for the boaters. There's a lot of boaters in the summer that'll come in after being on the lake all day and go and eat somewhere downtown, because there are a lot of great restaurants downtown. they'll wander because they don't have a car. Right. So they'll wander in and get ice cream.
Yeah. Let's just get that weather a little bit warmer so we can all enjoy ice cream. Lucy DeLine, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.